Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. Please like, comment, follow, subscribe, and download for free. That way you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. My guest today is gospel jazz pioneer, entrepreneur, pastor, motivational speaker, husband to Jewel Tankard, father to a blended family of six, grandpa, man of faith, TV personality, producer, star of the hit TV reality show Thicker Than Water, The Tankards. Welcome, Brother Pastor Ben Tankard, to the show.
Lynn, you are the girl to take on the road to introduce me at my concerts. Come on now. Thank you so much for that introduction. And I pride myself in being a Renaissance man that's excited to wearing many hats. And for you to acknowledge what we do and help me kind of toot my own horn and let people know that God is good and the best is yet to come through your gifts as well. I appreciate the opportunity to do it today. So thanks for having me, sis.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, we connect, man. It's almost like every other year. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you answering the call whenever I do call.
Oh, yeah. Every couple of years, you toot the horn and say, we outside.
Oh, gee. Now, for those of you who don't know, Ben Tankard, like I said, he's a pastor. And he and I first met when I was hosting and writing and co-producing an internationally syndicated radio show called Inside Gospel. And he was pioneering something at the time called Gospel Jazz. Later, we started calling it that. And he was a recording artist, and he owned his own label, Tribute Records. Look, y'all, that was back in the 1990s, so...
Anyway. And you know, my first star was Yolanda Adams. You remember that, Lynn?
I was going to get to that and say, y'all, did y'all know that? His first, amongst his early signees and stars was Yolanda Adams, who's a household name today in inspirational music.
I try to pride myself in saying, yeah, I was the guy that discovered Yolanda Adams, but the real deal is Yolanda discovered me as a producer, so she gets the credit.
Oh, well, she gets the credit of discovering you in as a producer. And she was in that choir, wasn't she? Southeast Inspiration?
Southeast Inspiration Choir, Shirley Miller, Carl Preacher, and she did well with them as a kid, teenager, singing sensation. Her first solo record done was actually done through the maestro, a strong influence of all of ours, Thomas Whitfield. He produced a record on her, and then it had marginal response. The people that sang knew about it, and other music people, but the entire world didn't know about it. And so I was blessed to be able to take what Thomas started and go to the next level and sign Yolanda to my label. And it took off with the first record, Through the Storm, and we did 40 songs together, four records.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to chat a little bit about this before we jump into the TV thing. That was like a long time ago. What changes have you observed that you think are for the better, that have been for the better in this business we call music?
It's a two-edged sword, because I used to like the fact that people had to have action to respond to your music. In other words, what I mean by that, they had to get up, they had to get dressed, they had to go down to the music store. They had to leaf through the records or the CDs or the cassettes or 8-tracks, whatever they were. They had to have some orchestrated effort. And then things began to go to streaming and downloading. And me and other artists, we were like, man, this sucks. You know, what about the credits that people used to read on the back of records? There's no credits now. Everything is digital. But at the same time, the two-edged sword is, if you do a great song, you don't have to wait till somebody goes and burns gas and goes to the store to buy it. You can become viral overnight. People can hear something and they can do something about it in terms of ordering it and buying it in a matter of seconds. So what we used to complain about actually has turned out to be a blessing with the way music is bought and sold nowadays.
And then, for you, when you produce your music and putting it out there on your own label, it's easier to get out there. You don't have to go through a whole bunch of extra hoops.
Oh, yeah. That's a mouthful. And you're an industry expert, so you already know this, but I'll say this for your audience. Mm-hmm. There are only two record companies really in the world right now. Mm-hmm. Amazon and iTunes. Apple. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is a production company. No matter what you call yourself, you're just a production company that's delivering product, because, you know, Apple or Amazon will sell a 10 song set for $10. They will take out their $3 30% commission, and they will send that $7 to the quote unquote record company. Now, if you are Sony or somebody like I used to be signed to, Verity, mm-hmm. you'll take that $7 and you'll turn around and you'll pay the artist 10% of that, which is 70 cents for each copy sold. Mm. But if you are the record label, Ben Tankard Records, you get the whole $7. It's good to be with a record company early on, because they're going to make you popular. But once you're popular enough to have developed your own audience as quick as possible, you open up your own record label, even if you're the only artist, so you can get the whole $7 rather than 10% of $7. A quick music lesson there.
Y'all hear that now from an industry veteran that's been doing this for probably like 40 years or more. So, yeah, there's a free lesson for y'all this morning, or this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are around the world as you listen to this. One more thing. How do you feel about being called like pioneer in gospel jazz or the father of gospel jazz? How does it make you feel?
I'm honored. You know, I love being a leader. I love being the first one to do something rather than following people. It's very comforting for somebody else to have done something before you, and all you have to do is walk in their tracks. But I like being the first one, you know. And so when I started putting there, and of course, there's always been a gospel artist that had a jazzy style that might have had a song on their record that lent toward that jazzy style. And there's always been jazz artists that would have a gospel song in their repertoire, you know, whether it's be Wade in the Water or whatever. But I was the first guy that actually merged the two and did it 10 times in a row on a record and called it gospel jazz and called myself a gospel jazz artist. That's why they call me the godfather, not for age, but because mm-hmm. I was the first one that did it, the godfather of gospel jazz. And I love that title, and I appreciate the fact that I've been able to do it for 22 records, over 30 years, you know, 15 gold and 6 platinum records on the walls at home. And I appreciate the fact that I'm the leader of that legacy. I just wish more gifted musicians, who are, most of them are more talented than me. I've never had any lessons, man. I just do what God tells me to do. I put my hands on the keys, and whatever comes out, I play it, record it, and sell it.
Amazing.
But there are people that have gone to Berkeley and universities and have degrees and can read, and they can play circles around Ben Tankard, but they just continue to be a company other artists, and they won't record their own music as an instrumental record. I wish I can get more gifted musicians to do their own instrumental recordings.
Yeah, hear that.
Stellar Wars oftentimes doesn't even have an instrumental category, because I would have been the only one that did a record that year, so it would be kind of embarrassing for them to say the nominee is Ben Tankard and the winner is
Ben Tankard.
I've won 22 times. I don't need another Stellar, but it would be great to have 5, 6, 7, 8 different records a year out there where people are saying, oh man, there's a lot of instrumental out right now. But it's just, I mean, that's been a constant battle in my 30 years in the business, getting more musicians to step up and record.
30 years, I gave you extra 10 on that, so.
Now, in jazz world, smooth jazz, it's 1,000 releases out there, and that's a vibrant community, and I'm part of it. I'm blessed to be able to travel and do festivals, and I've been number one several times on the Billboard jazz chart, so I'm considered a crossover artist. But my home is with the church. My home is, you know, on this side of the track. So I'm still believing for my people to step up.
Still believing. And then, yeah, you're pastoring down in Murfreesboro. So tell us a little bit about your church.
Oh, our church is 20 years old now. Wouldn't you know it? I didn't go into this thing wanting to be a pastor. But as I learned as an instrumental artist, if you're on stage and all you do is say, well, the next song is this, you're going to become a lounge lizard very soon. You know, people are going to go to sleep and they're going to start talking while you're playing if you're not engaging. So just out of necessity, I began to insert small stories, testimonies, inspirational thoughts in my concerts. And what happened, Lynn, people started booking me and saying, hey, we love the music that you did, but that little preaching that you did between the songs, we'd like to hear more of that. In fact, next time you come, you ain't even got to play but one song. We want you to preach.
Oh, wow.
That's how I got into the ministry. People actually were enjoying my motivational outreach between my songs. And that's how we started doing a Bible study at home. And that grew into 40 people. And then we rented a building. And now we're 20 years later, we're on our fourth building.
Isn't that something? Just from folks requesting it, being blessed by what you were saying. And then it grew from there into pastoring a church. Isn't that something?
No seminary, no denomination. We're totally independent. There's nobody that we have to get permission from. We're not part of any First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, whatever. It's just Destiny Center Church, and we teach for 40 minutes every Sunday. And my wife and I teach in tandem. We have two pulpits side by side. And I'll take a few minutes. She'll take a few minutes. Let's hear the female and the male version. We'll have an altar call, raise offering, and go home. We've been doing it for 20 years.
Oh my, that's like getting it quick. Get your blessing quick and then you go home and
oh girl, we start out at 10:30, we get out at noon like the white folks. We don't hold y'all all day.
You got time to get to a brunch, you know, before 1 o'clock.
They get down at 12 o'clock like the white folks. Talk to me.
Amen, amen. Now let's talk a little bit about your TV. We're gonna hop into TV. It's your show, Thicker Than Water, The Tankards. Tell me a little bit about the original show, and then we'll hop into you letting us know about now. How is it being done?
Okay, well, it started back in 2013. As you know, as my God sister, you know I'm a jokester. Love to laugh and have a sense of humor. And so I just started recording, prank stuff on the family around the house. Like my daughter Brooklyn was in the kitchen one time cooking, and she got up and she didn't comb her hair. She just went straight to find some bacon or something. So I snuck up on her with my iPhone and had my video on, and I recorded the back of her head. She didn't even know I was back there. And I said, the name of this episode is Kitchens in the Kitchen. And she turned around and said, oh, Dad, you won't have me on your video. And I posted it.
Oh, my
goodness. And it went viral. And somebody from California contacted us from NBC Bravo and said, we love your family. We love the fact that you're a successful black man, affluent. We would like to test this out and do something that we call Blood is Thicker Than Water. We wanted to shorten it and just call it Thicker Than Water and make it a reality show about a blended family that's successful and wealthy, but they're all in the same house, still trying to learn each other and navigate through life. And we like roll the cameras and see what happens. And they started recording, and we came out in 2013, and it was a major hit. It was full of controversy because people wasn't used to black folks on TV that was saved, that was in a mansion flying their own airplane and declaring that they believe God's people should be wealthy and rich. You know, that ruffled some feathers. But that's what made it a hit. The people that were coming against it made it as much of a hit as the people that liked it.
Now, with that, you know, you got your whole family. So, you got your kids, you got some grandkids, you got Jewel. It's a faith-based reality TV show because you are people of faith. Now, other shows that were faith-based, like Preachers of L.A., did not survive. So, how is it that Thicker Than Water is still loved by the people and still, you know, you still have it going?
Well, I think the connection with the Tankards, not that we're better than anybody, was that a lot of those shows were ensemble casts, different people that were together, and could afford to break up, like the housewives, they fall out and stuff. But the Tankards, we're family. We can't afford to break up. The thing that people could relate to was family. Everybody is a part of a family, whether they like it or not. They're part of a family. And I think that is what's been the connector. So we did five years with Bravo, three seasons. Well, actually 8 years with Bravo, with three seasons that got repeated, replayed on Amazon, iTunes, on demand. And then they said, we'd like to do season four with you all, but you're coming on right behind Housewives of Atlanta. We need you to turn up the heat. That's code in Hollywood for act a fool.
Oh, okay. You
said, I said, no, I'm a pastor. My family, we have wholesome values. We have disagreements, but ain't nobody throwing no hot grits. My wife is from Detroit. I can't throw no water in her face at the dinner table. You know, you don't know Jewel. You got just enough ghetto to get the job done. And so we refused to go back to Bravo for that reason, because we wasn't going to start acting. You know, we had kind of ran out of drama for them. They wanted something that was hotter and more, you know, more, what they call it, ratchet. Yeah. We weren't going to be ratchet. So we took a pause from Bravo. But we came back year before last, and we did a fourth season ourselves on my own network that we opened up called Smooth Life TV. You can download the app on iPhone or a Samsung, and we have our own network called Smooth Life Network, with our own shows on it and our own our own approach. And we did an eight episode season ourselves called Thicker Than Water season 4, which came out last year. And it didn't go as massive as the when Bravo, because you know on NBC that's a much bigger platform. Mm-hmm. But it did create enough viral involvement to where now Bravo went back and took our original 3 seasons with them, and they re-released it on Peacock, and that just started playing this month, and that's going crazy.
Really?
It's almost like the Andy Griffith reruns and mm-hmm. the Good Times reruns and the Sanford and Son. You know, it was recorded years ago, but you're still enjoying it because it's being played today.
Isn't that something? On Peacock, and you got to pay. I forgot how much you have to pay to subscribe to Peacock, but I know
it's Peacock's only $5 a month, and everybody's getting it, and everybody's watching it. And this is a good thing. Good Times people, you know, you've watched Good Times, and those family members, our lawyers didn't put in the contract for them to get residual from reruns.
That's true.
We did.
Oh, praise Jesus.
So, man, how about coming on a Honda? Now, the question is, will we ever roll the cameras again for Bravo with a new season on Peacock or Bravo? Mm-hmm. I doubt it, because what they would require us to do, we don't want to do. Mm-hmm. But we're going to enjoy these reruns, and we might do another season ourselves on our own dime on Smooth Life. You never know. But there's 8 billion people on the earth. Most of them have not seen Thicker Than Water. So we don't need to record anything else. We can just push everybody to what's already in the can.
Yeah, I know you just talked about some of the challenges of having your family doing reality TV show, but you all have survived it. And you had enough integrity not to take on the challenge, so to speak, that Bravo had put before you. Do you have anything else forthcoming with TV stuff or business things that you want to let us in on?
Well, we just sold our building, our church. We decided to sell our building. We were in an older, big Baptist building or Church of Christ building that we bought. It's an 80-year-old building that we renovated, and we have just been renovating and keeping it up and just updating, and it's been like putting lipstick on a pig, man. But we were in a great location, so we decided to go ahead and sell it and get into a smaller venue that's more podcast virtual friendly, more of a modern look, and so we're downtown Murfreesboro now, and so I'm so proud that we are developing this this new location that we're going to probably move into in July. We're renovating now, but it will be the new Ben Tankard headquarters, which will be a recording studio, TV studio, a la like a miniature version of Tyler Perry's situation. We're going to do podcasts, we're going to do movies, we're going to rent out the place to people that want to use it as an event center. So I'm excited about that chapter, and I just posted something on social media the other day. I always admired the fact that James Brown and Ray Charles had their own office buildings as African-American men, even in the middle of racial, you know, prejudice and what they went through in the times. They had their own office building and own their own private airplanes. And we're able to do that right now in 2024. And I'm so proud of that fact.
Hey, man, you're always on the move, Brother Pastor Ben Tankard. thank you for sharing all. You've been sharing and spitting some knowledge here today to our folks, and as well as bringing us up to date on what it is that you're doing with Thicker Than Water. Folks can catch the older versions on Peacock, and then you have your own app where you can, where they can also still see some versions. Smooth, is it Smooth, S-M-O-O-T-H?
Yes, Smooth Life, as in Smooth Jazz, Smooth Life Network. Smooth. Pull it down on your app, and you got 24 hours of tanker.
Okay, then, well, I think that you've given us a whole lot of good stuff that y'all is working on.
The record is out right now. It's a collection called The Godfather Collection, and the single that's making the most noise right now is number one in jazz world, is called Absolutely. So go out and get it. We appreciate you all.
The Godfather Collection, and the single is Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so is anything else you want to tell us about? Because you done gave us a whole lot to be looking forward to from Ben Tanker.
Well, you know, they interviewed Kobe Bryant before he passed away, and they said that even though you've been one of the best basketball players in the world, we see that you have led the NBA in shots taken, you know, and so he's taken more shots than anybody. And he said this, and I never forget it, and it applies to all matter of life. He said, you miss 100% of every shot that you don't take.
And that is so true. can't get anything out of it if you don't make that move.
And so God has put something inside you like nobody does this podcast. Like nobody plays the keyboard exactly like me. They might play different, but it's not like me. All of us have something on the inside, and it's more than one thing. We're all, I think we're called to be more than a one-trick pony. And so I think that if you just get before God, spend 5 minutes a day with your cell phone off, no interruptions, with a paper Bible where there's no way nobody's going to interrupt you, you know, and spend 5 minutes reading Psalms, reading Proverbs, reading New Testament, Old Testament. Just spend 5 minutes and then 5 minutes in prayer. I guarantee you that 10 minutes is going to allow God to download some revelation in your life that's going to make your life better for having spent that time with Him. And that's how you tap into those gifts that will pay your bills.
And thank you, audience, for joining us today as usual. I really, really do appreciate your support. Now, please subscribe to this show so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting, encouraging, inspiring content. Now, if you'd like to connect with me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on X at Lynn Woods. That's LINWOODS. Or Facebook or LinkedIn at Lynn Woods. Or Instagram or TikTok at Lynn Woods 96. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn. God bless.